All right, Jill, you ready to go with your second date update?
Yeah.
Okay, I do have to tell you, unfortunately, I'm going to need to reschedule your second date update for 3 days from now, okay? That's all right.
Don't do that to me.
If you're just tuning in, Jill wants us to call this guy named Sam. They met online, had a nice date. At the end of the date, he kind of chickened out in kissing her. But they made plans to go out again, and he's been blowing her off constantly, just rescheduling the date. He hasn't actually said he doesn't want to see her again, so we're going to give him a call, see if we can get him on the phone, and ask if he's legitimately busy and has to switch the date every time, because he's switching now 5 times. Is that right, Joe?
Yeah, 5.
He switched your date 5 times. So we're going to see if he's actually busy or if he really is just blowing her off. And if he is legitimately busy, you want us to try to nail down a date so you guys can actually go out?
Actually, I just want to find out where he is right now, and then I'll just meet him right now.
That's even a better idea. Like, if we get him on the phone, he's like, no, I'm really busy. I just, dude, stay where you are. I'm going to get her car to come meet you right now.
I like your plan a lot.
Okay, I'm going to call him right now, see if we can get him on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hey, is Sam there?
Yeah, this is he.
Sam, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay, hey.
Are you familiar with our show at all?
I mean, kind of.
Okay. Well, I'm calling you because I have something to ask you about. You recently went out with a girl named Jill who listens to our show.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, and Jill emailed us and told us a little bit about meeting you, told us about your date, said that she liked you a lot. She says that you guys have tried to schedule meetings to go out again, and every single time the date comes up, you switch it for a couple days. Like, you've blown her off 5 times now, and she's wondering if you actually really want to go out again or if you are not into her and you're just afraid to tell her that.
No, I'm not blowing her off. I've texted her.
Okay.
I'm just busy. I'm really busy.
That was her worry, because she told us that you've texted her and you've, like, changed the date every single time that you guys are supposed to go out.
Yeah, I mean, I work. I'm busy. I mean, she's a nice girl. She's great, but I just have a lot to do right now.
But you can see how she'd think that you're blowing her off, right? Are you really that busy?
Yes, I'm busy, guys. I mean, why are you questioning like I'm lying?
So
well, I don't know. Just because, Sam, I don't mean, I've been in the situation before where, you know, I've either done that to somebody or somebody has done that to me, and you feel like, man, they just don't want to see me again. So Jill emailed us to call you and ask if you didn't want to see her again. So you do want to see Jill again?
Yes, of course. I mean, she's great. She's pretty. She's awesome. I'm busy right now. You know, we have to find the time.
What are you so busy with? I mean, I know you work, but 5 times is a lot.
Are you just kind of nervous around her? It's understandable if you are.
I mean, I'm kind of, like, uncomfortable about this. So I can tell you guys what's going on if you promise you just kind of, like, stop questioning me about it, riding me about it, because it's making me a little awkward.
For sure, man. Like, I just want to let Jill know that you actually like her so we can get you guys in the same place at the same time, like you've been trying to do.
Just, you can let her, maybe it'll help if you let her know that I do want to see her again. It's just there's a reason why I'm taking it slow. It's because I did get out of a relationship a couple months back, split from my ex, and she emailed me. And she told me the reason why she broke up with me is because she said I was a bad kisser.
Oh, all right. That sucks.
So you
got broken up with because you're a bad kisser, and that's why you are scared to kiss Jill.
Yes.
You know that can't be a real reason, and that your ex is just trying to hurt your feelings, right?
I mean, she seemed pretty specific in the email, so I don't, you know.
Yeah, that would suck. Like, somebody can say they don't like your personality, but then to be like, oh, you're a terrible kisser so bad that I couldn't stay with you, that's got to, like, stick with you for a little while.
It does. It does. And that's why I'm trying to get better at it. That's what I'm doing right now, is trying to get better at it.
You're trying to get better?
Practicing your hand a lot?
What do you mean you're trying to get better at it?
There's this school that helps you with that. It's a kissing school.
What? No. Are you being real?
Yes. That's why I've been kind of pushing the dates back, because I've been busy going to school. They have, like, workshops.
You're kidding me.
Wait, you're paying?
Sam, you're going to a kissing school?
Yeah. And this is why, you know, that's why I'm uncomfortable about it. It's like I tell people, you know, if I tell somebody, they're not going to believe me or they think it's a joke or something. It's like, no, it's real.
That's awesome. This really exists.
It's not like you're meeting somebody in the back alley, right?
No. This is a legit, real school. It cost me $375 to sign up.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, they offer you workshops and there's one-on-one lessons and all that. And it takes a little bit of time. And once I'm done, that's when I'll call Jill and we'll go back out.
Man, hey, Sam, good for you, man.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know what? Thank you for sharing that with us. I appreciate it. I know, like you said, you feel embarrassed about that. But if you feel like you were a bad kisser and you didn't want to kiss her, I would think that a girl would be flattered by the fact that you just paid $375 to go get classes to learn how to kiss her right.
Yeah, honestly, that's what I'm hoping for. So, I mean, if you guys can tell her I want to see her again, I definitely told her, but if maybe it, you know, you can kind of back me up, that would be great.
Sam, you know what? Why don't you just tell her, because she's actually on the phone listening.
Oh, wait, what?
Jill just listened to our conversation.
Oh, I had no idea that was the reason.
What's going on here?
It's called a second date update. We do it on our show where we call somebody who went on a date with one of our listeners and they think they're being blown off, and we ask them what happened. We have that person listen on the other line to see if we can get an answer. And Jill just heard you say that you're going to a kissing school, so hopefully you can kiss her better if you guys ever go out again.
Please tell me this is like make-believe and joke.
It's not make-believe.
You poor baby. I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
You know, this is really embarrassing for me. I mean, I screwed up somewhere in the past. Obviously, I'm just trying to fix it so I don't do it again with you. And yeah,
Sam, you make it sound like you're like a drug addict who like had a problem and then felt. You just were told by an ex that you don't kiss that well. It's not like a problem you had in your past. I think you're gonna be okay,
is
man.
Kissing rehab?
Yeah.
I mean, I actually think it's really cool that you're, you know, you're trying to look into it and make yourself feel more confident about it. Aww. And you don't even have to worry about it. I'm not going to pressure you or anything.
Awesome. But I mean, that's the thing. I enjoyed our time. I really do like you, Jill. I enjoyed going out with you, and I don't want to ruin it by, you know, being a bad kisser, because it's like, she thought I was bad, and, you know, if you think I'm bad and you don't want to go out with me anymore, it's like, you know.
I understand why there would be a fear there, but I really, it can't be so bad that I would just not.
Sam, I would find it hard to believe that you're that bad of a kisser.
Yeah.
That Jill's going to kiss you one time after she already likes you from your first date, and then she's just going to go running for the hills. Like, oh, my God, that was terrible.
Yeah, maybe.
I doubt that you're that bad of a kisser.
I thought I wasn't that bad before, but clearly someone broke up with me.
Well, you got to be way better now.
It's sometimes like it's just that two people's chemistry doesn't work well together.
Yeah.
And maybe it was just you and your ex. Kissing with a different person is different every time. I mean, and think of all the cool stuff you've learned.
Yeah, I mean, the classes have been good, and I really feel more comfortable doing it. I just want it to be, you know, perfect, you know? I mean, they say first kiss is always like that, the big thing, you know?
Sam, I have an idea. Why don't you save the rest of your $375 and we just go out on dates and then we can practice?
Yeah,
all right. Oh, that's a good idea, Jill. Sam, would you like to go out with Jill again on a second date? We will pay for it.
Of course. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. But and before your classes are done at the kissing school, I want you guys to go out soon.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. I mean,
yes.
I would rather practice with her than spend money.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Extra credit, Sam. So you'll go out with Jill again.
Absolutely. I want to.
Jill, I'm assuming you want to be his kissing coach from this point on.
Oh, of course.
All right. Well, congratulations then, you guys. Jill, you got your second date. We'll send you guys out again.
Yay.
All right. And if before you guys get more intimate and he suddenly disappears, he's like, I was going to a sex school trying to figure out how to... I would not recommend another date after that, okay?